This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Well, next month marks the one-month anniversary of the notorious Target credit card breach, one of the biggest credit card scares in recent memory. Just wanted to remind you of this as everyone begins to buy new mobile phones and tries to take advantage of a whole range of payment options like Apple Pay. So should we be scared? Happy Halloween, everyone. Omar Gayaga is the digital savant at the Austin American Statesman. Omar, good to see you again.
Hi, I'm terrified. All right.
Before we start. I don't know whether to be terrified or whether to be, kind of excited. I mean, last time you were here, you were telling us that the really big announcement from Apple, at least, was not so much, its new iPhone, but its Apple Pay system. So how is that going?
Yeah, Apple Pay is a big deal for Apple. It is in the new iPhone 6, the new iPhone 6 Plus, the new iPads. It will be in the Apple Watch that'll be out early next year. And this is NFC, near field communication payments. You put your phone up to the cash register and make an instant payment. It makes it anonymous. It makes that transaction anonymous. Yeah. And, it's meant to make buying stuff easier.
But here's the thing. I've been seeing headlines saying that Apple is running up hard against some of the biggest retailers in the nation, including Walmart. I mean, if they can't get into Walmart, that is trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a new initiative called MCX, and they have a new product out called Currency that'll be out sometime next year. It's now in testing. And this is some of the big retailers, your CVSs, your Walmarts, your Hobby Lobbies, and it's all about money. They do not want Apple to have control over that cash register on the transaction fees. They don't want Apple to have the customer data. They want that for themselves.
Oh, this is absolutely fascinating. Apple, I guess, is a bit like PayPal in terms of its relationship with retailers. What they're saying is they want to keep all of that private, so they can hold on to that and use that data the way that they see fit.
It is all about not giving up control to Apple, for sure.
That is fascinating. And so the retailers basically want to cut out another middle person, if you will, because Visa and MasterCard and all the credit card companies have been skimming off the top every time someone's actually swiped a literal credit card. They don't want someone else taking a little bit of that money.
Right. They believe that with this system, they'll be able to get lower transaction fees for themselves. They'll be able to have access to the customer data. And the thing is, it's from what we hear about it so far, it sounds like it's going to be a much clearer, clunkier, harder to use system. It's going to involve QR codes, which seems a little bit antiquated.
Yeah.
It's going to require you to give up a lot more information on the front side, to upload your credit card information and give them a lot more about information about yourself. So there's already a boycott MCX website.
Wow.
Already a lot of resistance, especially from the Apple fanboys of, this is terrible. And it's already been hacked this week. At least the emails of the pilot users of this program has already been hacked this week.
You're kidding.
Not a lot of confidence so far. Before it's even launched, it's already got some major issues.
That is fascinating. Now, I have to tell you, I've got a new iPhone. Not iPhone. I don't have a new iPhone. I got a new Note 4. I'm looking at your iPhone over there. This thing is a veritable TV screen for the side of your face, but more to the point, what we're talking about here, I found at least three different payment systems that were pre-installed. It's got Google Wallet and Samsung's Wallet and something called SoftCard, which I believe is the Texas-based system, formerly known as ISIS.
Yeah, they really had to change that name.
Yeah, talk about an unfortunate name. Okay, so you got all this stuff. I don't know which to choose from. And frankly, I would like a single-source solution so that I'm not having to input my card, three or four or five different times.
Yeah, this is very reminiscent of, the VCR, VHS versus Beta, HD DVD versus Blu-ray. I mean, you've got format wars. You've got these big companies sort of taking sides and making it more complicated for consumers. I mean, you've got people like Starbucks who are like, yeah, we'll do Apple Pay, but we've kind of got our own good thing going with our own payment system. So even individual merchants might choose to have their own system. And then there's, PayPal, Square, Google Wallet, SoftCard you mentioned. I think for consumers, you don't want to have to put your credit card into four or five different things. You want one thing that's going to work everywhere, and that may take a while.
So what do you do? Sit back and wait, or do you just jump into the pool and see how it feels?
Maybe carry a credit card around still for at least the next year or two until this all sorts itself out. I think people that have the new iPhones are excited to go out and try this, but they're going to find out pretty soon that not all retailers are going to accept this. You're going to have your Subways, your McDonald's, your Disney store and Whole Foods, but you're not going to be able to use it at Walmart anytime
wow.
soon.
Wow. Caveat emptor with a little tech edge. Omar Gayaga, this is a digital savant at the Austin American Statesman. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.